Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This episode is brought to you by United Faith Mortgage.
I just had my 50th class reunion, and a gal came up to me, and I didn't even recognize her because in high school she had long straight hair, very shy, quiet, timid, from a very poor family. And she came up to me, this girl at the class reunion, short, cute hair, makeup, dressed up, darling, and she said, "I just want to tell you, in high school, you told me to go out for our class office, and I didn't believe I could." And she said, "You believed in me, you told me to, and I never thought I would win, and I won, I got the most votes." And she said, "Because you believed in me, I believe in myself." And so I shared that with my granddaughter because she said, "It doesn't matter what you say." She tells girls they're nasty or whatever. And I'm like, what you say matters 50 years later, whether it was for positive or negative. That girl remembered what I did 50 years ago. I didn't even know that I impacted her. I'm grateful she shared it with me.
Welcome to the Kindness Podcast. I'm Nicole Phillips. Today we get to hear from Thomas Peniston.
And I think that's what he's really wanting us to express, you know, be loving, be kind. We're all in this together. I think it's just a matter of showing that kindness to each other.
Author Thomas Peniston's new release, A Time for Color, A Book About Joy, is a vibrant and poignant story about living with joy and not losing yourself and your zeal for life when things get tough. And this book isn't just for kids. Please welcome Thomas Peniston. Thomas, I read somewhere that you really like books that make you think long after the book is closed. And I feel like you have written one of those books.
Wow. I guess it came from a special place. I was inspired from my late sister, Christine. And I guess when I say inspired, she was always so gracious and kind. And I kind of took kind of some crib notes from her when I wrote it. And I really think that through that and just maybe a journey, maybe a personal journey of discovery, you know, to kind of put it on paper.
The book is really intergenerational. You know, I could see very easily grandparents sitting down with grandchildren, and even to the point where, you know, if you're relaxed enough as a grandparent to be able to allow your grandkids to color in this book as you're reading it.
Yes. Yes, you could actually.
Did you set out intentionally to make this something that would be so poignant for a senior audience, or was that kind of like a happy mistake?
First off, I was, I went to school for art, but I had not been into it for like 30 years. Mm-hmm. So when I approached this book, I wanted something that as I'm kind of building up, getting back into drawing and illustrating and also storytelling, something that could be real dramatic with just the chromatic effect to it. I thought, oh, this is really so cool. I can reflect on some things from my childhood to put in the book and kind of tell a story of real life and tell it that I'll have these colored guys in here that the kids can really take away from, but also the underlying message that, you know, you and I, or I guess anybody, adults can take away from as well. I guess that's why my wife always says it's a book for 4 through 99. And it's really neat how that came about.
I would stretch that a little bit, Thomas. I would say 4 through 104. Because really, like, as long as you are alive, this book, and I think especially as you grow kind of maybe older into that spot where, and I'm just entering there. So I just sent my first daughter off to college. So I'm kind of entering that spot where I look over my shoulder and I think, huh, that's gone. I've lost that now. And it seems to me that this this character in this book, who is an old man, is looking over his shoulder and saying, I've lost it.
Yes. And it was emotional. It was actually emotional for me to write. I think I reflected back on, like I said, my sister, but also the fact that we all go through things in life that challenge us, whether it be, depression or addictions or the loss of a loved one. Those are constant challenges that are with us and they're real. And I thought it was a book that I wanted to write so other people can maybe connect with, being human, mm-hmm. I guess, really. Mm-hmm.
And so it's all about colors, like not being able to see the colors in your life as vibrantly as you once had, or yes, maybe to be able to see those colors at all. Now, I thought that was a really, really interesting spin because you are a man of faith. So you could have written this whole book about God and Jesus is close to you and mm-hmm. let the Holy Spirit shine. But you found a different way to kind of use that same, you use different language for the same idea. How did your faith play into this?
I've always felt like I've had a strong sense of faith. My folks were always Christians. They brought me up in a Christian household. So it was never really a question of, being able to always ask God for anything. I'll go back to when he's a young boy, when we're young like that, he's got that vibrance for life. He touches the grass for the first time, feels the dew. We were all there. It was such an innocence. And he could see all these vibrant colors ahead of him, the trees, there was no responsibility. You didn't even, I think when we get older, we get to a certain age and all of a sudden, okay, you're supposed to feel guilty. You're supposed to, you failed at this. You got to feel failure. You got to feel regret and things like that. At that age, all we are is we're happy for just being. Yes. And we accept that. And that's all around us. And I'm thinking, gosh, I got to write about this beautiful time in everybody's life, because it seems like it's there and then we lose it so quickly. And then all of a sudden we start to change it. We start to fill that area with material things and things we want to impress people with and that.
Wow.
And so then we're trying to fill this emptiness or this loss of that joyous, great feeling that we were all brought up with, and we can't fill it because it's free. It doesn't cost anything. We have to rediscover it almost. And so, as I was writing this book, like I said, it was kind of therapeutic for me. As I was writing the book, it really was helping me try to understand how, I got to a certain point in my life when everything was gray and desolate, and where did this go? I need to get back and try to show my colors again, see my colors again. And if I can try to send that message of positivity to somebody else that of all age groups, what a wonderful thing.
So you say in the book at one point, color is a choice you make every day. What do you mean by that?
Color is a metaphor for kindness and joy. And it's a choice. We can make a conscious choice to be angry or be upset about something. Or we also have the choice for love and empathy and gratitude and kindness. These are all choices that we can consciously make. And let's face it, we don't always feel all those things, but we got to make a choice. And, even though if we're not feeling it at the moment, we can extend that to somebody else. That kindness and empathy. And maybe that might be at that particular moment what they really needed.
Mm-hmm. Color is a choice you make every day. I love that. More from Thomas Peniston in just a second. But first, a word from our sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. As a kid, I longed for a home that wasn't attached to someone else's home. A place where I could talk and sing and be silly without wondering if the family next door could hear me. These days, I wake up grateful to be able to provide that for my own kids. they might not appreciate my singing, but I know they appreciate having a house they can call home. United Faith Mortgage has partnered with the Kindness Podcast to share stories that make you say, "Wow, God." Now I'm hoping you'll partner with them when you're looking for a first, second, or forever home. United Faith Mortgage is a family-run team with faith and family at their core. They provide you with a direct lender advantage so you can avoid the hassle and cost of a middleman. They use their own money to make their own decisions inside their own walls. When you call, you'll get to speak to a person, usually a member of the family who actually owns the business. United Faith Mortgage, you deserve their kindness. And now back to Thomas Penniston. A lot of authors will go on book tours. You are going on a basically senior center book tour. Talk about that.
It's been really great. We've been lining up, talking about the book and talking about joy and kindness and happiness with the senior centers and retirement communities. And we really like to engage the audience because I just want to try to get that message out there, especially with COVID and everybody being away from their loved ones. It's nice to finally get out there and try to share some happiness with people. And it's been so gratifying to see the reception when we go to these places and just see people are actively engaging and talking about the book. We'll have it on a big screen. And then we always donate a copy for their library. And, you know, we're recently at a senior center that had a World War II vet, and she was 100 years old and sharp as a whip, and she had questions, and it was just beautiful. It was great talking to these folks, you know, all the knowledge that they have, and, you know, you learn just as much from them as you're trying to, you know, send in your message, and it's so gratifying.
I feel like kindness always does that. Like the minute you step out and try to be kind, you're going to get it back, right? It's going to.
Yes. Yes. It's, you know, it's something free, yet it gives so much back to you.
I always like to ask people about a kindness tip for the Kindness Podcast. Do you have one? Some sort of a tip that we can use to add kindness or color back into our lives?
I would say, especially more importantly in this day and age, kindness starts with yourself. And I think you have to be kind to yourself first. On a daily basis, we're our hardest critics and we beat ourselves up. And you just got to step back, take a deep breath and go, you know what? I'm going to have the extra piece of pie or something like that. Or, you know what? It's not that big of a deal. You know, be kind to yourself. That's really what the Lord wants. If you're kind to yourself and you have that inside, you're able to carry that with you and then help somebody else and be kind to them, kind of spread the message that way. And I think that's what he's really wanting us to express, you know, be loving, be kind. We're all in this together. I think it's just a matter of showing that kindness to each other.
Mm-hmm. What's next for you as far as projects?
Actually, I have a book that's going to be out tentatively. We're thinking around January. It's Franklin the Firefly. And Franklin's premise is he's a firefly and he was born with no glow. Yes. And I would have to say that this would be a wonderful book about kindness because through a series of events, it is actually to his advantage that he has no glow. And he actually becomes the hero in the end, and everybody applauses him. And he finds out that he needed no glow because he had a glow in his heart. Mm. I won't get too much into it, but I think you'll love it.
Oh, my. Is that meant to be intergenerational as well as or as much as this particular Time for Color book?
This, I think, would be actually more geared towards kids.
Okay.
But I believe that everybody can get a message out of it. That's something I really try to instill in the books is that if it sends a positive message and gets an emotional reaction, I think I've done my work.
Well, the other thing we always like to share is our favorite kindness story. So do you have a time when, you know, kindness showed up just when you needed it or a time that you were able to give kindness?
I would think I've got a story on when kindness was shown to me. And it starts out from, it was friends of the family that my folks knew. And I can remember as a little boy going over to their farm and they were older at the time. their names were Pearl and Ruth. They were so nice. They would bring us in the house. She would have all these toys she would come out with and Oreo cookies. And let's face it, nothing's better than an Oreo except double stuff Oreo.
No kidding, right?
And she was always so happy and jubilant and full of energy. Later on, as I go older, she was my Sunday school teacher. And she still had that same energy. She was always kind. She would give you the, you know, she would sit down right with you. And she, if there was something you didn't understand or you had a question about a verse or something, she would be right there to take the time to explain it to you that you could actually understand. In later years, I would help them bale hay and put hay away for the season. And it wasn't until, you know, shortly after that, you know, as I, you know, became older, my mom says, you know, did you realize that Pearl and Ruth in a time frame of 2 years lost three of their children? And I said, no, I did not know that. And I said, yeah, I said, you would have never known that by the way they acted. And I said, no. And I was just taken back that, oh my gosh, she could have become bitter and resentful and all this badness wrapped up, you know, but she didn't hold it. She leaned on her faith and she let, I really think in my heart, I think she let God kind of take over and guide her. And she was this wonderful person that still had so much more to give. They were just wonderful people. They would have done anything for anybody.
What a great lesson when we walk through grief, because we have to walk through it. We have to feel it. And it can suck everything out of us and turn our world gray.
And that's, I don't want to give too much away, but yeah, it's, you know, in the story, everybody has tragedy and everybody has regrets and they all harbor guilt. And, you know, in the passage, a leap of faith, a tearful gaze, I look once more back on my days, a youthful chap with love in his soul who harbors no guilt and is free once more. He's leaning back on his faith. He's like, there's nothing telling me I have to carry around the sadness because I've lost somebody or these regrets. I don't have to wear those anymore. I don't need to carry that around. This guilt I don't have to carry around. All these bad mistakes I made in my past. God doesn't want me to carry those around. He's there saying, have faith in me. And what your job, you know, as a human is be happy and have joy in your life. Be kind to one another. And that's really what it's about, I think.
It sounds like your Sunday school teacher knew that. Leave that out well.
Yes, very much.
Well, I know that your sister is so, so pleased for you and so proud to have her name in the book as well. So thank you, Thomas, for sharing this. And I just can't wait to read the next book coming out. Tell us the name of it again.
Franklin the Firefly.
Franklin the Firefly. And this one is A Time for Color. Once again, thanks to Thomas Peniston. You can connect with Thomas and find his books online at GammaBurstBooks.com. I'm Nicole Phillips. Do you know someone who could use a little extra kindness in their life? Let them know about the Kindness Podcast. Like and subscribe at Apple, Spotify, and Google. And check out my books and blog on the socials at Nicole J. Phillips. The Kindness Podcast is a Wow God production, a ministry of the University of Northwestern St. Paul. Discover more at wowgod.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. I hope your day is filled with kindness. United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York, licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org, corporate NMLS number 1330, equal housing lender, not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.